Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSERP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSERP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSERP show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Prenant.
All guests on 97 The Fan join us via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. Facing criminal charges, trust David P. Shapiro criminal defense attorneys, helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. No guests this hour. Skylar joins us in studio. So there you go.
And Skylar is an guest.
Yeah, but
so
she's,
you lied.
Yeah, but she's not on the hotline.
She will not be on the hotline.
So I did not lie.
I mean, we can have her call.
No, she's here already. She said she had a meeting at 12, so she's already in the building, which is great. Makes it easier. And then Eddie Brown will join us at 1:35 with the 1 o'clock hour. Matt McIlvain, San Diego Goals head coach, will be joining us. Goals unveiled a throwback jersey. How about it, Frank? Do you got a picture of that?
It's
ready to
decade.
Go?
It's the... the 10th anniversary season. It was only a video. I don't think they've posted a picture of it.
Oh.
But Sandy the Seagull is back. Yeah, no, they have not. Oh, they posted like a teaser yesterday. But it's not a full thing. They put the video out today, so I don't want to play the video on here
get
in case we get
from the
clapped.
Yep. Don't want to do that. It looks cool, though. Can we retweet? Is it on Twitter or something?
Yes, it is. Yep, that's a very good idea.
We can just
retweet that.
Go check out our YouTube page.
Our
face, our Twitter, all that stuff.
There you go.
We're going to talk about... the Padres made a move today, too. We're going to talk about that later on. And some impacts that it makes and what it tells us. Yeah, Sandy is back, according to the San Diego Goals. I just saw it pop up.
We have retweeted it.
Little orange jersey, like the Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah, it's the 10-year anniversary. I remember going to the very first San Diego goals game in this iteration.
Yeah, I was going to say in this era.
Yes.
This era of the goals, there's been like two or three eras of the San Diego goals.
They played the Grand Rapids Griffins, the AHL affiliate of the Detroit Red Wings, and some genius at the sports arena thought, yeah, we got a building full of ice in here. Let's not put an air conditioner here. And the place got fogged out. They had to stop the game every 5 minutes to have every player on both teams do laps around the ice for a good 3 or 4 minutes just to disperse enough fog to be able to continue play.
I think I was in college when they came back. I remember them announcing it in 2015. I thought it was super cool because I remember I was asked. I had gone to the arena a couple of times, and I always forgot when the goals.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, are they still around? Are they not around?
Independent league team at that point.
There were multiple. They had different deals, and when Anaheim announced that they were moving their affiliate to San Diego, I remember there was like a whether or not they were gonna have a different name. I'm like, they have to come.
Yeah,
back
it had to
goals.
Be the goals.
They had to buy the name from the junior goals in Escondido, if I remember correctly. And when they announced, and they made it like a little tweak to the logo. They made it a little ducks, a little kind of a play with the ducks,
mm-hmm.
with some of the colors and things, and like the way that they changed the hockey club and or the hockey stick and some other things too, which is kind of cool. But I love the fact that they're back. It's sweet. So the original goals were of the WHL, the Western Hockey League,
yes.
from 1966 to 1974. And then they had the goals again, the second iteration of the goals. Now, there was two other hockey teams in between then, the San Diego Mariners of the WHA and the San Diego Hawks of the Pacific Hockey League till 79. Second inclination of the goals came in 1990 in the International Hockey League. And they played from 1990 to 1995, went away. And then, this is the goals team that I remember as a kid.
Yeah.
Was the third iteration of the San Diego goals, which were in the West Coast Hockey League from 95 to 03. And then they flipped to the ECHL
mm-hmm.
from 03 to 2006 when they were, I don't know what affiliate they were at that point in time. And then, because I remember watching, they used to have them on like Channel 4 every once yep. in a while as a mm-hmm. kid growing up.
They'll be on Fox every now and again here.
Yeah, I think like their Saturday games or yeah. something like that. They have the select games on Fox.
They're not only are they on AHL TV this year, they've also gone to Fubo. Flow Hockey.
Flow Hockey.
Has them now.
Also. I'm pretty sure you can still watch their parent club on, what is that? Victory Plus, it's free.
So you can watch the
Ducks on Victory Plus for free, which is also kind of cool. So we will have Matt McIlvain on with us at 1 o'clock talking goals hockey. They start tomorrow.
Also, Willie O'Ree, who's the only retired player for the San Diego Gulls, just celebrated his 90th birthday not all that long ago. So happy 90th, Willie O'Ree.
I've had him on the show before.
You don't have to brag. Jeez.
It's pretty cool. Willie O'Ree is great. Great for hockey. There you go. All right. Let's talk about this. I teased it with my sister earlier today. What is Bill Belichick doing? We briefly talked about this yesterday in the sports thread, and since then it's been even worse. Bill Belichick's North Carolina meltdown. The 33rd NFL team has now turned toxic, Frank. Here's the situation for anybody that doesn't know what's going on. I mean, we're diehard college football people here.
Did we not think this was going to happen when we were talking about him possibly taking his July 1st buyout? Like, at what point did we think, yeah, this is going to get better?
I don't think it was ever going to get better. And I think a lot of the problem is he's not fully in. He was never really fully in. This entire situation seemed like it was a nepotism hire in terms of, let's hire Bill Belichick. He's going to pass. Bill Belichick's taking the job to pass the team to his son, is what it seemed like to me. Now, let's dive into this a little bit. Here's the situation at hand for anybody that doesn't know what's going on at the University of North Carolina and their football program. Bill Belichick, six-time Super Bowl champion, widely considered one of the best NFL coaches ever, was hired by North Carolina in December of 2024 after they fired Mac Brown. Mac Brown got his team to a bowl game every single season in his second stint with North Carolina. Now, a lot of different games for Mac Brown didn't go their way, not being able to compete for a championship, some bad losses at home to teams like Appalachian State and, you know, losing conference, I mean, not winning rivalry games, kind of saw Mac Brown on the way out. So they thought they could do better. And so what they did was they got Bill Belichick as a head coach, and they pitched it to him as the program being the 33rd NFL team. They sold the hire as a revolution. Belichick pitched the program as the 33rd NFL team. I had to listen to guys like Michael Lombardi talk about, we're the NFL's 33rd team. Oh, all right, we'll see how that works out. 5 games into 2025, North Carolina is now 2-3 and ranks 128th nationally in scoring. 128th. There's only 130 college football teams in Division I football. They just got hammered by Clemson. Frank, is Clemson good this year?
No.
Can you tell the fans out there that might think Clemson is still, like, with Dabo Swinney competing for the college football playoff spot? No, they suck.
No, Clemson do be bad.
Clemson is not good. Clemson beat them 38-10. What was once excitement filled Keenan Stadium has now turned into disillusionment. Fans left at halftime of the game against Clemson. We're done with this. What's going on behind the scenes? Well, let's take a deeper dive into the dysfunction that is the North Carolina Tar Heels football program. Divided locker room. WRAL in North Carolina has done a great job investigating this. Sources have told WRAL the team is split between Mac Brown recruits and Bill first. That's not good. Belichick and general manager Michael Lombardi brought in 70 new players via the portal and recruiting. Transfers reportedly received preferential treatment, more game tickets, better parking passes, even field access for certain families, notably Kamori House and Thaddeus Dixon. Their families are allowed to watch the game on the field. Other families are not. One parent, speaking on anonymity, says, it's an unstructured mess. There's no culture, no organization. It's a complete disaster. Let's talk about more about North Carolina football. I talked about the nepotism. Let's talk about the coaching chaos and nepotism. Both of Bill Belichick's sons are on the staff. His son Steve is a defensive coordinator. His son Brian is a DB coach. They lead the defense. Steve, a very distant coach, rarely communicates with players. Most of the players don't even have the guy's number, and he hasn't even talked to most of his defensive players. None of the parents have had any conversations with Steve. They told the parents they have no access to Bill Belichick. Do not talk to Bill Belichick. I don't know what kind of program that is, but at the college level, a little bit different than the NFL. The coaches should probably be talking to the parents, and at least their players. I mean, I don't know what's going on with that. Brian is a little bit better. He's described as personable. The DBs do interact with Brian, but he's ill-experienced. I mean, if you looked at the resumes of Steve Belichick and Brian Belichick, and you look at some of the other coaches and the resumes they have, they wouldn't have the jobs that they currently have at another Division I school if it wasn't for Bill Belichick. How about the fact that Michael Lombardi's son is also on the staff? He's the quarterback's coach. He's got limited experience. You want to know what Matt Lombardi has done as a coach, Frank? He has spent one season as an analyst at Oregon, and then they hired him to be the quarterback's coach at North Carolina.
Absolutely. Hire him.
Sounds good. Think George is hiring him next?
Oh, God, yeah. I'm surprised he's not on the phone with him now.
Yeah, Matt Lombardi, general manager's son, also has a job. Ty Nichols, the outside linebacker's coach, and Armin Hawkins, the quarterback's coach, both extremely green. Resumes do not fit what should be the coaching staff for North Carolina. Quote from a source, the lack of experience is ridiculous. Reports earlier this week, also, by the way, after this news came out, Armin Hawkins has been suspended amid benefits allegations from the WRAL investigation. Uh-oh. That doesn't sound good. They're playing the whole Dave Chappelle bit. I didn't know I couldn't do that. Massive communication breakdown. Parents say they've received no contact from coaches, no texts, emails, or calls since Belichick was hired. Under Mac Brown, parents had relationships with the staff. Now, quote, we're told not to approach Bill. Players say they didn't meet Belichick for weeks after his hiring. The NFL translating to college football, Belichick's leadership style, rigid, cold, transactional, isn't working in college football's NIL and transfer portal era. A source. The disconnect comes from, this is not the NFL. There are certain ways to operate the NFL that you can't do in college. Bill Belichick banned Patriot scouts from campus after Robert Kraft's organization banned him from their facility. North Carolina's, quote, NFL culture has created confusion instead of professionalism. Multiple player issues. Quarterback situation has been a revolving door. Ryan Brown, who is the Purdue transfer, was asked to leave. NIL deal rescinded. Ryan Brown then lawyered up when he wasn't going to get the payment he was expected to get, and they had to settle on a contract dispute. Gio Lopez, who they got from South Alabama, started the season, and he was making $2 million, but he got hurt. Max Johnson, who they retained from the Mac Brown era, is now the starting quarterback. He's not making any NIL money, while Gio Lopez, who's hurt, is collecting a $2 million check. There has been multiple locker room fights reported during this week. One of them, most recently, is Tuesday. One parent says their son no longer wants to go to the facility due to the, quote, toxic environment. That being said, there have to do a little bit of damage control. We'll get to that in a second. What is the public and campus reaction for the people that just love the Tar Heels? Students on campus describe morale as dead. Quote, it's a great day to be a Tar Heel, unless we're in Keenan Stadium. That was a direct quote from one of the students they asked around campus. Some fans are calling for Belichick's immediate firing, but sources say a $20 million buyout makes that unrealistic this year. North Carolina trustees publicly preach patience and long-term investment, but internal reports say administrators are exploring exit strategies. Amid reports of a fractured culture and possible NCAA violations, Belichick released a statement yesterday saying he is, quote, fully committed to North Carolina football. AD Bubba Cunningham backed him publicly, but behind the scenes, the program is on edge. WRAL confirmed a player fight, staff suspension, divided roster within 48 hours of Belichick's statement. The big picture. North Carolina under Bill Belichick has been outscored 120-33 versus Power 4 opponents. The NFL model has backfired, creating an environment described as toxic, joyless, and disorganized. At age 73, time is not on Belichick's side, and the patience in Chapel Hill is running out. Unbelievable. What an utter disaster at North Carolina. This goes to show that the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Absolutely not. TCU ruined their program before it even got started. It's great. Josh Hoover ended their program early this year. They had so much excitement, too. How about, I love this tweet, by the way. I retweeted it yesterday. I had to quote tweet it. It gets funnier and funnier and funnier every time I see it. Our boy, Skip Bayless. Not my boy. Frank's boy, Skip Bayless.
Don't do that.
Frank's boy Skip Bayless goes on September 1st after the North Carolina's opening drive of the season. Wow. Belichick has a national championship offense in all caps. Heels just shredded the Frogs defense. That gets funnier and funnier every time I read it. That gets funnier and funnier every time I read it. I don't know if there's a way to get out of this. I have to say, though, even though Bubba Cunningham was against this and the chancellor of the school basically made him hire Bill Belichick, to me, you have to give him a couple of years of establishing some type of cultural organization, some type of, like, this is how we're going to do things. But the reality of the situation is it doesn't sound like that's happening. It sounds like Bill Belichick is collecting a check while he parades around how old is this girl? 23, 24?
I don't know.
She is closer in age to the high school kids I coached than she is closer in age to me. That's how young this girl is. He's more interested in that. He seems like he's half in, half out. Now, some of the sources have said, and some of the parents have said, the on-hands coaching that Bill Belichick has done at practice for the kids has been really good. But the culture is just a catastrophic nightmare. Lombardi, Michael Lombardi, put out to their boosters an email talking about how it's like, oh, well, you know, what we did, what Bill and I did with the New England Patriots, it took a lot of years to do to establish the success. We're kind of in a rebuild mode, and we're going to need your money to help with the high school recruiting class that we're going to build our foundation. I don't know how this is ever going to work. I mean, it is dead before it has even started, and I don't think there's really anything that can fix this problem. The interesting thing that we talked about yesterday is the fact that there's no guarantee that Bill Belichick's coaching the game against Cal. That's interesting to me. But I also would say they dug themselves into this mess. I don't know what paying him $20 million to go away is going to do. What they definitely can't do is they can't get rid of Bill Belichick and then hire his son, which apparently was part of the conversation when they first hired Bill over the summer. Or, sorry, last winter. Sometimes the grass isn't always greener. Probably could have moved on from Mack Brown. North Carolina hasn't won a conference championship since the 1980s. Maybe they should just focus on basketball. How about that for the inner workings of North Carolina, Frank? How about that?
Sounds like a wonderful working environment.
And then there's the Jets. Sounds like a wonderful working environment. It's true. I mean, it's just crazy. That's a disaster. I'm so glad I'm not a North Carolina football fan. But you know what? There's something that might be good news for Bill. NCAA is potentially allowing college athletes and the staff members to bet on professional sports. What could possibly go wrong? Well, we'll tell you when we come back on the Brayden Soprano Show, San Diego Sports Station, 97 through the Fan. I'm Brayden.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Zaprenet. He's Frank Marchese. This is the Brayden Zaprenet Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3. The Fan. Talked a lot about Bill Belichick and the teeth that's going on down there in North Carolina. What a circus that is. Feel bad for the kids over there, but other than that, the Bill Belichick story is just kind of like, it's, I don't know if it's sad or funny or both. How would you describe it, Frank?
It's a disaster.
Disaster.
That's really all there is to it. And again, it really hit home when I went to the Holiday Bowl a couple years ago with who was it? USC versus who? Who did USC play?
I know they played Iowa at the Qualcomm one.
No, it was the one at Petco just a couple of years ago. It's the one that Caleb Williams was supposed to play in.
Oh, yeah.
But standing on the sidelines during pregame warmups, and seeing...
They played Louisville.
Yes, that's right. But watching the USC kids, just the receivers lining up and doing their drills pregame, it really hit that I'm looking into the eyes of a 19-year-old. Like, this is a child still. This is not a professional athlete. So you're doing this, you're setting up this culture with literal children. Not great. It's really not. And it's not a program like Alabama or Georgia or Ohio State, one of your perennial football powerhouses where they are virtually grown men playing at these programs. This is North Carolina. This is a basketball school. It's you're doing this with children. It's not the same as doing this in the NFL. And everyone on campus now is seeing it, from what it sounds like.
Yeah, I don't know how this is going to work in the future. I also don't think Bill Belichick's really that locked in. I mean, he's playing a lot of games. I mean, the whole, like, banning the Patriots from showing up to North Carolina's facilities is utterly ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. I mean, who are we sticking it to here?
Oh, it absolutely is.
Does that mean Drake May can't show up as a UNC alum?
It's
like, what are we talking about here? Like, it's stupid. He's, like, playing games in the NFL. He's, like, upset about other things. Like, this whole, like, I mean, he's going through a crisis. Bill Belichick's going through, like, an end-of-life crisis, I guess. 70-something years old. Not really a midlife crisis. But North Carolina lit their program on fire. NCAA is about to light their stuff on fire. NCAA to potentially allow college athletes to bet on professional sports. You see this yesterday?
I did see this yesterday.
The NCAA Division I Administrative Committee has voted to approve a proposal that would permit college athletes to place bets on professional sports while maintaining the ban on wagering on college sports. Well, I'm glad that still is a ban. The proposal is now being sent to the Division II and Division III committees for final approval at the end of the month. If both approved, the rule change could take effect as early as November 1st. Current rule, college athletes are banned from all forms of sports gambling, including pro sports. Proposed change, athletes could bet on professional leagues, NFL, NBA, MLB, but college sports betting remains prohibited. The purpose, the NCAA says the change, quote, better aligns athletes with their non-athlete peers and allows them to focus enforcement on college-level integrity. Why are we doing this?
We're focusing on college-level integrity now again, all of a sudden? Like, again,
yeah, integrity again.
Yeah, what were we discussing last week, or yesterday? When did the student part of student-athlete disappear? We're now trying to integrate that back into the argument? Come on.
I wonder how many athletes complain that they have a DraftKings, they can't do it because they're not allowed to bet.
I'm not surprised by that. Nope.
That would be my guess when this sticks out to me. Statements from NCAA officials. Josh Whitman, who is the Illinois AD and the committee chair, said the NCAA remains, quote, concerned about risks but wants to reduce restrictions, emphasize focusing on protecting the integrity of college games, good luck, and noted the goal is to align rules with the realities of student life rather than a zero-tolerance model. I mean, I will say this. College kids are gambling on everything. College kids are gambling on a lot of stuff. I mean, frat boys are gambling on a lot of things, and it's so easy to do on your phone now. And so now it's like if a kid gets caught gambling on the NFL or something like that, is it worth punishing them for when everybody else can do it? I mean, it's opening up a can of worms. Dr. Dina Cassero, the NCAA chief medical officer, said supported the change as a, quote, harm reduction model, said education and open dialogue are more effective than abstinence-only rules. Schools would provide resources and education to prevent problem gambling. I'm sure that's going to work.
God.
Why this matters, the NCAA has faced recent scandals and investigations tied to gambling. 13 basketball players from 6 Division I programs are under investigation for betting activity. Legalized sports betting has become mainstream, with over 35 states offering legal betting. Critics argue that policing total abstinence is unrealistic in today's gambling landscape. Oh, man.
So we just give up.
We're just like, whatever. Does this signal the NCAA caving to modern trends or smart adjustments to reality?
No, this is signaling the death of the NCAA.
Well, they're already dead. They have no jurisdiction.
Well, anything. No, I understand that, but like complete and total death of the NCAA. Like, it's as no longer an entity, period.
I think it's a bad optics issue here. They also said staff members can do it, too.
Great.
Which is awesome.
Love it.
But, like, it's just opening up a slippery slope here.
Let's get coaches with a bad gambling addiction to coach kids to get a bad gambling addiction.
These kids with the NIL money? Just like wasting it away, putting money line on the Bengals?
Brother, these next generations don't stand a chance.
Well, yeah, that's... You
know. They stand zero chance at
anything.
We,
as a society, have legalized almost every single vice there is for the betterment of people's feelings, and we're about to suffer the consequences of it. And when we come back, Skylar's going to join us to give us your college picks for the week as we bet against the spread.
There's no money involved, though.
I know, it's true. No money
involved. No money involved. This is all for fun.
It's all for fun.
This is fun. We're having fun.
Sponsored by Insert Gambling Company here. When we come back, Skylar's going to have her picks for us. The queen of college football joins us in studio on San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, usually it's at 1 o'clock, but the last 2 weeks has been at around 12:30, and that means Skylar has joined us live in studio to get us the college football picks from the queen of college football. And let's get to the music, Frank.
New picks leader, too, by the
way. That's right.
Let's get to it.
All right, Skylar, 6-4 last week. Frank went 3-7. I went 4-6. I'm picking most of the winners. I'm not picking most of the spreads. Let's get to this week.
Unfortunately, that's half the battle. All right, first game, 9 a.m. kickoff on Fox, number one, Ohio State against the Illinois Fighting Illini. Ohio, 13.5-point favorite on the road. Skylar, take her away.
Yeah, well, Illinois had a really great season this season. They're on a roll, but Ohio State has just a really phenomenal standout group of wide receivers, and I think it's going to give Illinois a run for their money. So even though it's a 2-touchdown spread, I've got to take Ohio State.
Braden?
I'm taking, I think Illinois is going to keep it close with Ohio State. I don't think Ohio State's going to win by 14.5. They might win by 13. They might be a little less. I think Illinois keeps it close at home, and we'll see what Julian Sayin's got against these boys. I'll take Illinois plus 14.5. Ohio State wins, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go the same route. If this were at Ohio State, I would take Ohio State by 2 touchdowns, but with it being at Illinois, the last time they had a big ranked opponent, they fell beyond flat. So I'll take the Fighting Illini here as well. Braden, number 8, Alabama Crimson Tide, 3.5-point favorites on the road against the Mizzou Tigers. This is also a 9 a.m. game. Who do you got here?
Computer metrics like Missouri only plus two. The favorite is Alabama minus 3.5. So I don't know. I think Missouri might scare Alabama a little bit. Skyler talked about it off air. Last time they went down and had a big game, the next week lost to Vanderbilt on the road. Let's see what they do against Missouri, but I'll take Mizzou plus 3.5.
Skyler?
Well, I'm actually surprised that this spread is as close as it is. I'd honestly think that Alabama would be a larger favorite. I think Ty Simpson and DeBoer, they've really found their stride. And the defense really came alive against Georgia. They're finally making huge stops, interception, forcing turnovers. I think that they're really finding their own. And I think that they're going to go up to Mizzou and have no problem winning.
I've gone against Alabama enough this year. I think I learned my lesson. I'll be good. I'll go with Alabama here in this one. Skyler, number 7, Indiana Hoosiers. Still don't know what a Hoosier is. Against number 3, Oregon. Quackers are favored by 7.5. This is a 12:30 kick on CBS. Both of them 5-0. Who gets their first loss?
Yeah, well, I just really like Dan Lanning. I think he has a really strong ability to lead his team, especially on the road. I think they've faced tougher battles, and I just think Oregon is like the all-around stronger of the team, so I have to take the Ducks.
I'm also taking the Ducks. Computer metrics think the Ducks can win by 10. They got to cover 7.5. I think they beat up on Indiana. We'll see what Coach Sig does this weekend.
We're going for the sweep here. It's going to be Oregon. The Red River rivalry. Braden, number 6, Oklahoma. 1.5-point favorites against the 3-2 Longhorns. 12:30 kick. This will be on after Alabama, Mizzou. Who do you got here?
Red River rivalry. I like the Oklahoma Sooners against the Texas Longhorns. I would like them to win as well. Oklahoma's got a brutal schedule to finish out the season after they take on Texas. Computers got Oklahoma winning 24-21. By 3, I think they cover the 1.5. I'll take Boomer Sooner.
Rumblings that may tear might start this game as well.
There you go. Flip that script even more.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this game. I think it's going to be a super close one. But Texas has just been a little bit of a disappointment. I think Arch Manning is really struggling. I think he needs to find his confidence. And maybe as he spends more time at the school, it'll start to grow. But I don't think he has the ability to lead his team against this rivalry. So I definitely have to take Oklahoma.
All right, everybody, let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, no.
Horns are going down. Boomer Sooner, all the way.
Boomer Sooner.
The Nebraska Cornhuskers at 4-1, 6.5-point favorites, Skyler, against the Maryland Terrapins.
Spell Terrapin for
at
me.
Maryland, huh?
Spelling Terrapins is so hard for me.
There you go. 12:30 kick on the Big Ten Network. Skyler, who do you got here?
Well, I really like Mike Locksley a lot. He was personally one of my favorite ever Alabama offensive coordinators. So I really am just rooting for him at Maryland. So I'm going to take Maryland.
Brayden?
I'm taking Nebraska on the road. I like Matt Rule's team. I got him by 6.5.
I will take Nebraska as well. San Jose State. Picking San Jose State? All right. San Jose State, 1.5-point favorites at Wyoming. Beautiful stadium up there in Cheyenne.
They're in Laramie.
You're right.
I mean, you had a 50-50 shot of getting a name.
Yeah,
right.
Pretty much.
So, like, 2 cities up there. 3. Jackson Hole, too.
4 p.m. kick on CBS Sports Network. This is the game that leads into San Diego State, Nevada. Braden, who do you got here?
I'll take Wyoming plus 1.5 at home. It's a tough place to play up there, Laramie. High altitude in Laramie. I like the Wyoming Cowboys. A lot of computer metrics are picking Wyoming to win outright, so I think they will cover the 1.5. I'll get the 1.5. I'll give them the 1.5.
Skyler?
So I kind of feel like Wyoming has really struggled this whole season, whereas San Jose State, they've had a little bit more of a mixed season. I think San Jose State, they've got some injuries heading into the weekend, but Wyoming has lost 3 of its last 4 matchups. So I think I'm going to go ahead and go with the Spartans here.
I am going to go with San Jose State as well. Up next, Michigan, number 15, Michigan. at USC against the Trojans. Trojans favored by 2.5 at home against the number 15 Wolverines. 4:30 start on NBC for this game. I believe this is, Skylar, your first pick?
Yeah, so this is a super important game for Lincoln Riley. It's kind of on the line here, but Michigan's got to travel cross-country for this game. I think if USC can stop the run here, they should have no problem winning at home.
I'm going to take Michigan plus, what are they, plus 2.5?
USC is favored by 2.5.
I'll take Michigan plus 2.5.
I'm going with the Trojans. I'm feeling USC in this game. Next up, game number 8 on the 10-game list. It'll be number 18, BYU, 5-0, 2.5-point favorites against the Arizona Wildcats, a 5 p.m. kick on ESPN2. Braden, who you got?
I got BYU. I think they win by a touchdown. I mean, Arizona's, they're okay, but like they looked good at home. And if you look at Arizona's schedule this year, they played Iowa State, who I think is a pretender, and they got blown out in Ames, Iowa, 39-14. They're coming off a big win against Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's terrible. They also beat K-State, also terrible. They beat Weber State, and they beat Hawaii. I mean, they're off to a good start to the season, but they're going to play a real team in BYU, and I don't think it's going to end well for them, especially on the road. Or no, it's at home. It's in Tucson. Yeah. I still don't like that. I like BYU by a touchdown.
Skylar?
Yeah, so I talked about it, I think, a couple weeks ago, but BYU's just been really consistent on both sides of the ball, so it's really hard to go against a team that's that consistent. They have a really great run game. They've had a scoring defense, so I got to take BYU on the road.
I'm going to go with BYU as well. Their quarterback's number is like 47, is it not?
Yeah, it's something crazy.
That's fantastic. Number 9, the number 21, Arizona State Sun Devils at Utah against the Utes. Utes favored by 5.5, a 7:15 kick on ESPN. Skylar, what do you got?
Yeah, it seems like Utah has had some struggles this season. Arizona, they're 2-0 in the conference, actually. And I think their offense might pose a little bit of a challenge for Utah. So I think I'm going to go ahead and take ASU here.
I'm taking ASU as well. I don't think Utah covers the 5.5. I think they win by 3 or less against Arizona State on Saturday.
Taking Arizona State as well. Last game, San Diego State, 7.5-point favorites against the Nevada Wolfpack. We heard from Chris Murray earlier on in the show. We'll talk more about it a little bit later. 7:30 kick. This will be on after San Jose State, Wyoming. Braden, who do you got?
I got the Aztecs. I've seen some computer metrics in which they think the Aztecs can win by 10 points against Nevada. I know they got a new quarterback this week. I know it's not Chuba playing for Nevada. And based on like our interview with Chris Murray, like, yeah, there's a lot of factors that might play in for Nevada, but they are a turnover machine. And they've been a turnover machine with their head coach. And so if San Diego State, who's got a good defense, can force some turnovers and then rely on the running game, which has been a huge asset to them with Lucky Sutton and Byron Cardwell and Christian Washington, Aztecs can go on the road and win this football game. They have struggled on the road, but you know who hasn't struggled on the road? Their defense looked pretty good against Northern Illinois. You take the one game out, the kind of a fluke game against Washington State, which they stopped running the ball in that game. You run the football and you play good defense, you're going to win on the road. And I like San Diego State.
Skylar?
Yeah, San Diego State, they've won 3 of their last 3 matchups, so they're definitely making improvements on the season. They do have to hit the road on this matchup, and like Braden said, they've historically struggled on the road, but despite that, I think they're going to continue with their trend, and I've got to take the Aztecs.
I'm taking San Diego State as well, minus the game against Northern Illinois. When they're beating teams, they are beating teams.
The score has just been insane.
They are putting up big numbers. The defense has been very, very good. I'll take the Aztecs as well.
And let's look at some of our picks for whatever week this is. Week 7?
Week 7.
Week 7 now.
Halfway done?
Halfway done. I got USD Women's Volleyball. Well, tonight, and then I also have it on Saturday. And I got to figure out what time that is because TCU kicks off at 12:30, which means I probably can't watch the game against Kansas State. Which is a shame, because the only other game that I didn't watch, they lost. So,
take that for what it's worth. Frogs are favored on the road in Manhattan, Kansas, a place where they are never favored and a place where they never win. So we'll see. They did win there last time when they had Trevon Boykin. That was nice. 12:30 on Fox, TCU and Kansas State.
Penn State's going to pick up a win this week.
Sure about that?
Yeah.
Against Northwestern.
They got the new uniforms.
That's right.
They got put the right paint in the end zone this week. They've solved their problems.
That was rough. You going to watch the game?
I will attempt to, yes.
Are they a 20-point favorite?
Oh, God, please no.
I think they're 21. Yeah, they're expected to win by 20 points.
Please,
I like the Warren Nolan website. If you were like interested in like RPI and stuff like that for college football, they have like projected outcomes too, predicted results. You got the Nittany Lions going 9-3. What's your thoughts on that?
Fun.
They're going to beat Northwestern, beat Iowa, going to lose to Ohio State on the road. They got Penn State beating Indiana by one at home.
God,
on November 8th.
1.5-point favorites out there. God.
Oh, no.
Is that a curse for Frank?
Apparently.
I don't like the big spreads.
Anything over 20?
I hate big spreads. Big spreads never work.
Warren Nolan's got Alabama.
I mean, Northwestern's bad, but they're both 3-2.
They got Alabama winning out. But they got to play Missouri, Tennessee, South Carolina, LSU, Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough few weeks, but luckily we've got a couple of those games at home, so that should help them out.
Yeah, they go to Missouri, and they go, the Grim Reaper of South Carolina is always a problem.
Yeah.
They seem to mess people up a little bit. We didn't want to pick tonight's games? Anybody interested in tonight's games?
Go for it.
Skyler, what do you got on Kennesaw State, Louisiana Tech tonight?
Mm.
Are there any of these games you're interested in watching as a college football fan?
I will.
Louisiana Tech, Kennesaw State, East Carolina, Tulane, Jacksonville State, Sam Houston, Southern Miss, Georgia Southern.
I won't be watching this evening, I'm sorry to say.
Wow.
But Saturdays, I block out all Saturday. But I don't know. Tulane usually gives me a run for my money. I feel like I usually pick Tulane wrong.
Well, we got him against East Carolina tonight. We got the NFL tonight. Skyler, have you seen the new West Kentucky uniforms?
No, I haven't.
Oh, they're phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah. You know, like what Cam Ward does, where he goes like this?
Oh, my gosh.
They have Big Red, their mascot, in form.
No, wait. I did see that.
Yes.
I did see that.
Best uniforms in college football so far this year.
Yeah.
The Big Red doing the zombie, zombie land. It's called Zombie Land.
That's funny. I did see that.
My buddy has already purchased one of the shirts for me. So,
oh, God.
I can't wait to debut that.
Oh, that was quick.
On the show. Nicky P. bought himself a hoodie, Frank.
Attaboy.
I'm just saying. It's literally big. It's the cartoon Big Red going like this.
Frank, you have to get one so you guys can match.
Yeah,
that's right. I think that's phenomenal. Skyler, thanks again. Appreciate the time, as always, jumping in with us. And good luck on your picks this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. So, Skyler joining us, as she always does. We'll see how she does. We'll see how Frank does. Frank seems a little nervous for Saturday now.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't until you told me what
you
told
me. Where's the Alabama watch party? The Alabama bar. Oh, is it Moonshine or something, though?
I think there's a new one downtown. A new bar has kind of taken it over since we lost Bootlegger. But I think Moonshine Beach does also...
I was told next week my brother and his friends are going to be dressed up in all Tennessee stuff going to Moonshine Beach at the Alabama watch party. I was invited, but I'm going to be out of town. So good luck to him. Good luck to everybody else. We'll talk with the Gulls head coach when we come back. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.